Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The third baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The second baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Combs reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Combs moves to third. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Larry moves to second. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Larry moves to third. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs moves to third. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dickey. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Dickey steals second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Dickey settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Dickey. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Berry reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman bunts for a single. Gehrig moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Pete Daglia now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lazzari moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruffing bunts towards the mound. Daglia fields it and throws to third for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Combs hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for a single. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-2 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Self goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Yankees. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards third. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman is hit by the pitch. Ruth moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Pete Daglia. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sullivan moves to third. Berry moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Caraway now pitching. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 3 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 3 in the game. Self hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 5-1, Yankees. Merle Hogue pinch runs for Babe Ruth. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Self misplays the ball. That's an error on Self. Hogue goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self misplays the ball. That's an error on Self. Chapman moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Caraway's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Self fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue now playing left field. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress strikes out. The ball gets by Dickey. He chases the ball to the backstop. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling pinch hits for Pat Caraway. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Sullivan moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 4 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to roughing covering. Safe. Sullivan moves to third. Appling moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.